Gemara Sanhedrin, the Omar Rav Yitzchak Bar Yosef, Omar Rav Yochanan, that Rabbi Yehuda ben Royitz, Ubei Shammai, Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi Kiva, all these man the Yomrim, Kulos Rilu, Yeshem Lemikra. So you all heard that you go after the Mikra the way we read the Pasuk, and not the way the Pasuk is given over. And there's a difference sometimes. We read it one way, even though it's given over a different way. So you see, Rabbi Yodrosi go after Yeshem Lemikra. How could you say, Rebbe holds, it says like the Nishal and not the Noshal? Where's the truth? You're right. And Heine the Kormelu, the Yeg. That's why Rebbe before had to say a second reason. Rebbe said, it says Xerisheva. It says the word Eitz Lamal, and it says the word Eitz Lamata. In the same passage, it says the Koras Eitz. So there it means clearly they went to chop down the wood. But just like over there it means the wood, here also it means the wood went flying. So sure, it's not the Machlokes. Yeshem Lemikra, Yeshem Lemaseiros, Machlokes is whether you make this very shove of eight or not. Amar Papa, man de shada pisa ledikla. Someone takes a cluster of mud, of dirt, and throws it to a palm tree. The also tamri, he shakes the dates. The also tamri, the dates come down now. The cotton, and it kills somebody. So you threw a cluster of dirt to the palm tree, and you shook the dates. The dates came down and killed somebody. He did a b'shaygeg. Are you chayiv golus or not? There's this look. So he says, "Bonu, you should know the machlekes the Rebbe v'Rabbanan. This is totally the machlekes Rebbe and the Rabbanan. Because this is a chur shaylo like the wood went flying. It's like you're chopping wood. We have a machlekes Rebbe and the Rabbanan when you have your hatchet and you're chopping wood. If the wood goes flying, are you chayiv golus or not?" According to Rebbe, you chayiv golus. According to Chum, in such a case, you're potter from golus. It could be that, according to Rabbanin, is korav lepshia. You should have watched yourself. Like, you know when you're chopping wood, wood goes flying. That's not called gishegeg, that's called korav lepshia. According to Rabbanin, you'll be potter from golus. Only when the metal itself goes flying, that's the real shegeg. That you don't think about, that the metal will go flying. But according to Chum, no. If the metal goes flying, you curve loinus. That you don't have to think about at all. That's why the Rabbanim say Yepata. But when the wood goes flying, that's when you chayav according to the Rabbanim. The opposite. That's when the wood goes flying, that's when Rebbe says you chayav golus. So now, here also the same way. When you threw the cluster of dirt to the palm tree, and you made the date come down, that's the curve like chopping wood, and the wood goes flying. So according to Rebbe, you'll be chayav golus. And according to Chumim, you depart. So the Morah says, Shita, of course. The Morah says, no. Now the time I would have thought to say, Kekayach Kaychedomi. Maybe this is like a second Kayach that you should depart. It's Kekayach Kaychedomi. Kamash Velon. In other words, Bishlaima, when you have the hatchet, when you hit the tree, the hatchet is in your hand, so it's like your hand pushing away the wood. So that's called Kayach. But over here, you took the cluster of dirt and you threw it. So it left your hand. So I would have thought to say, when it leaves your hand, that's the first kayach that it goes to hit the date. When the dates come down, that's like the second kayach. So maybe be potter from golas, even according to Rebbe. Kamash v'lano, this is called kayachon. Still called your kayach. So Rebbe Gemara, so, and a kayach kayach and a Rebbe Hekim is kayach lo, where is there going to be a good case of kayach kayach? If this is still called your kayak, so where's kayak kayak? So Moses says, Kagain, the shada pisam, you threw a cluster of dirt. You only hit the branch next to the cluster of dirt. You hit the branch. The ozel garma, the branch goes now, and it hits the cluster of dirt. So again, you took your dirt and you threw it out a branch. The branch went and hit the cluster of dates and made the dates come down. The Asri Tamri, the Yozo Tamri, the Kotul. That's called Kayak Kaychay. Because your Kayak was, you hit the branch. Now when the branch goes and hits the cluster of dates, that's called the second Kayak. So what caused the dates to come down to the second Kayak, then you'll be potter from Golas. But over here, where you take the you take your dirt, and you throw it and hit the dates directly, that's still called your kayach. Since the cluster of dirt came from your hand, it's like your hand is hitting the dates, so your hand is causing the dates to fall down, that's called kayach, you'll be chayav golus. That's the chiddush over here. But according to Rebbe, in such a case, it's still chayav galus. It's the axe and not the wood. If the wood would go flying, it's called korav lip shia. You'd be, you're part from galus. The Mishnah says, Hazarik evel shukram. Someone throws the stone to the shukarabim. He's already going to kill somebody. So raise a gola to did a b'shege. Still in chayav galus. We'll see in the Gemara why. The Chuli is amazing. He should have known people are there in the Rishus Rabbin. We have Loza ben Yaakov Eimer in Mishik Eshiyotzu Evin Miyodei if Anu Alocha. If you first drop a stone, you're on the 10th story of a house, and you drop the stone downwards. Hoitzi Aleas Roshay. After you drop your stone, then somebody else puts out his head on the first floor, the Kibla, and the stone comes down on top of his head, Hareza Potter. Still your Potter from Golan. Even though it's called you killed him b'shegig, you do not have intentions of dropping the stone on his head. The apostle from Golis, since at the time when you dropped the stone, his head was not there. His head first showed up later. That's a pseudo Golis. Maybe it's like an honest. That's too much of an honest. Yeah. Yeah. Zorak Evin lechatzeroi. You threw an Evin in your own chotzer for Horag. So it depends. In Yesh Rishus and Nizik Lekonis Lashon of the Nizik had a right to come into your property, Gela. Then you go to Golus, like it's called the Shoigay. But Vim Lav, if nobody has permission to come in, ain't a Gela. Then you're an honest. You're allowed to chop wood in your own backyard if nobody's supposed to be there. Remember the first because we had before, Vasha Yavra for Yeh Bayar, that you meet your friend in the forest. So we dash in Mahaya, just like a forest. Rishus Lenizik Lamazik Lekonis Lashon. A forest is the place that both the Nizik and Mazik have a right to come to its public property. Is that called the Shus, the Nizik and Mazik Likonisham? Every place that's open for both. Yotzeh comes out, Chotzeh Balabayis, Shein Rishus, the Nizik and Mazik Likonisham. That in your own Rishus, that the Nizik has no right to come in there, so therefore you're a complete oinus. In your own backyard, you're allowed to chop down wood, but you're not supposed to think somebody's there. Therefore, you're potter. Abishur Lema like this. Ma hatovas eitzim. Just like cutting down wood, rishus. It's always a rishus. Like there's never a mitzvah involved to cut down wood. So we're talking about now the chiyuv galus. If you're doing something, that's a rishus. If you want to, you could. If you don't want to, you don't have to. But, so therefore, I'll call rishus. Everything that's a rishus. But yotzav hamakes benoi. A father that's trying to teach his son well, that hits him, and by mistake he kills his son, he's potter from Golis. Or else, Rav HaRoides HaMidoi. If a Rebbe is hitting his Talmud, and by mistake he kills him, he's potter from Golis. Or Shliach Bezdin. If Bezdin is giving somebody Malkus, and by mistake they give an extra clap, and they kill him, even though he killed him b'shegeg, still he's potter from Golis. Since they're Isaac in a mitzvah, the Katovas Eitzim has to be something that's a reshus, nothing to do with the mitzvah. But if you're with the mitzvah, you're potter from Golis. Well, so now the Gemara says, the Rishus HaRabin Mezidu. If you threw a stone into the Rishus HaRabin, what do you mean, the Chayav Golis? The Churi Mezid. You're supposed to know people are there. Omer Rav Shmuel by Yitzchak Mishreisim of Kaisle. Not that you threw directly, just you have a weak wall and you pushed your wall down. Mishreisim of Kaisle. So the Gemara still, he boiled Le'yuna, you should watch when you're doing it. Because you know people are there. The answer is the Seisra of Kaisa Balayla. He did it at night time. During Marasur at night time, not too many people walk by, so therefore he's a Shege. So the Marano, Balayla Nami Burden the unit. Even at night time also, there are sometimes people walking by in the street. You're supposed to watch yourself at night. The answer is true of the Seisra of Kaisa Liashpa. He knocked down his wall to a junkyard. The Nashpa, like a basic, he say, the people use it there. It's a junkyard. Torah says, "Hi, Yashpeh Chidami." What are we talking about? Ish Chiyach Barav. If people use it often, so again for Shaya, again you're for Shaya. You're supposed to know people are there. So if you knock down your wall and kill them, you're amazed. Ilo Shchiyach Barabim. Honestly, if nobody ever uses it, so who you're an honest? You should also be potter from Golis. On the apostle, the truth of the case is, Eli Yashpeh for Asuy Lifanis Babalayla. It's a junkyard that people use it at night time for the Beis Hakisei. People ease themselves there at night. But Vienna see the part of the yom. By daytime, most time nobody uses it. By daytime it's not used, it's too open. But the Ikod the Nikri Yosef. Once in a while, once in a blue moon, it happens that somebody does sit down there and use it by daytime. So therefore, and you knock down your wall by daytime. So Pasheya Lehebe, Dwayna Silapanas Baba Yain. You're not called a real Pasheya because people normally do not use it by daytime. But Onus Namel Lehebe, you're not called an Onus either. You're not called like, you know, you don't have a Ptur. So Ika Dimitri Biyosif. Because sometimes you should have known it does happen that people use it easier by daytime. So therefore, you're called a good Shegei. This is 100% Shegei that you're Chayav Golis. Reb Loza ben Yaakov Oymer. That if you drop a stone and the person puts out his head afterwards, you're potter. So turn around about a word like this. Umotsu, the pasuk says umotsu over here, when you're chopping wood and it finds the person, so we dashin krat lamamti atatsumai. Hey, so umotsu means it was here before. That as soon as you hit the wood went flying, the other person's head was there. And excluding the case where you first put yourself in there later. Like here, you stick your head out the window after the stone is coming down. So, Mikanam Rav Loza ben Yaakov, in Mishayotis or Evim Yodai, if after the stone left your hand from the 10th story, Hoytzi Aloya, so I should have first on the 5th story put out his head, the Kibla and his head accepted, received the stone, Potter, and the stone killed him, the top one is Potter. Why? Because the Potter says, Umotza, it has to be there from before. So, Lemaimah, what do you want to tell me? The motza mikor mashma. The word motza means it's found from before. The things were there before. So the Gemara Ramin will have a question. I'll tell you the word motza means just the opposite. Here, when motza says by gula to be a goyel or property, it says umotza. That means you sold your property. You sold the seyachuzah. You have no money, and later you want to redeem it. You receive money later. The pasuk says the one that bought it has to sell it back to you. Oidashin umotza, that you find money now. Plus, lemotri, if you had property from before and you didn't want to sell it, that you cannot redeem it now with that property. What does that mean to say? Shlo yimoche v'roche v'yiga b'karuf. First, you needed money, so you sold one property you own. Now, maybe you decide that you're going to sell a further property you own, to get the money, and with that money, you're going to buy back the first property. The person does not have to sell it back to you anymore. Since at the time when you sold the first property, you had other property, so therefore that's not called umotza. Umotza means he only has to resell it back to you if you first get money now. It means at the time when you sold it, you were broke, you had nothing. So then you have a right to sell it, and if he receives money later, there's a din of a gula, he has to sell it back to you. But if you have property anyway, that means you're not allowed to now sell your faraway property in order to yiga b'kor, to buy back the closer property. Or else for law, you can't sell now the bad property that you own, the yiga b'yofam, to buy back the good property that you sold. Why? Because it says umotza, mashroni, if you find new money now, not the money you had from before. So tzira, does the word umotza mean what you had before, or does it mean only what you have now? The word could mean both. Umotza could mean from before, or could mean from now. But we have to see what each parasha itself is talking about. Here the pasuk says by gula clearly that first you're broke, so you sell your property for money. Then the pasuk says clearly if later you receive some money, that means your hand now receives new money. So with the new money you receive, you're allowed to buy back the property. Mehashta, here it means clearly, you receive money now. If somebody gave you money now, is that motza nami mehashta? Therefore, the word umotza, even by property, means only things that you first receive now after you sold your property. But something you had from before, if you had property before, with that property you cannot redeem the property you sold. Hawk over here by Golas, by Nicholas, Minyana de Kro. It says here, Umotza Dum Yudiyar. It says Umotza in the beginning of the passage says, you went into the forest. So Ma Ya, just like the forest. Mididiyisi Mikarom. When you go in there, everything is there already. When you walk into the forest, the trees are there already. Everything is there, stationary. Is Afumotza. when it says that you cut the wood and the wood found somebody, nami midi di isimikar, it also means something that was there from before. So the kisses means the person that was there ready before, that when you're chopping your wood, that person was there ready, therefore you're only chayv if he was there before. But mamsi, if the person brings his head there after you drop the stone, then you're prostrate. Then the Mishnah says, Hazarika 7, if you throw a stone, you're chutz with somebody that has no permission to be there. Omalei Umar Abon Lerova. Now it goes to the end of the Mishnah. The end of the Mishnah says, we also dash in a tovas of a yar, of a tree, is a rishus. Maha tovas eitzim rishus. Whenever you're chopping down chatovas, right, chatovas eitzim is rishus. Chopping down wood is always up to you. There's never a mitzvah to chop down wood. So, Omalei Umar Abon Lerova, Mimai de machtovas eitzim. The rishus, who told you we're talking about a rishus? Dilma machtova faithim the sukkah. Maybe the prophet is talking about somebody who went to the forest to chop down wood to build the sukkah. The machtova faithim the marocha. Or somebody went down to the forest to chop down wood for the marocha, for the Beis Hamikdash, for the mizbeach. And it's a mitzvah. So how do you know to say it's only a rishus, not a mitzvah? They ask you the walk, even though you're doing a mitzvah now, omrachman aligli. The Torah says, yes, when you're chopping down this wood, the wood goes flying and kills somebody, you chayav golis. Omalei answered back, kivon diyamotzachotis. Since if you would find wood like we have wood for the sukkah, we just buy the wood from the store. So therefore, kivon diyamotzachotis is lav mitzvah, then there'll be no mitzvah, chop it down. Hashtanami lav mitzvah. That's only a proof that there's no real mitzvah chopping down the wood. That it's only a heksher. The mitzvah of sukkah is to build the sukkah. There's no mitzvah to go down to chop the wood. And the raya, the proof is, if you have wood that's cut for a different purpose, you're allowed to use it. Because there's no mitzvah you have to do a ma'aseh cutting the shmor. It just means the mitzvah is just to have a sukkah. Or the eitzim for the marach also, there's no mitzvah to cut down the wood. Since there's no mitzvah in cutting the wood, when here cutting means a rishut. You don't have to. Eitz for Ravina Rova. It says in the Mishnah, Yotsu'av, Hamakes Benoi, if a father is hitting his son, or else the Arab or Raidus Hamidai, or Shriach Bezman, that they're Protestant Golas. So later, why don't I say, Kivon Dilu Gomer, Lav Mitzvah, like I understand if my son is doing bad, he doesn't learn, you have to hit him to put him on the right way. But what's going to be if you have a good son? Why don't I say, since if my son would be good, Kivon Dilu Gomer, if he would be a good son that's learning well, then I would not have to hit him, so the hitting is not a mitzvah then. If so, lav mitzvah, hashtanami lav mitzvah. Even now when I hit him when he's dead, maybe it's not called a mitzvah. Like you're telling me since a time, like by sukkah, that you do not have to cut down the wood, so that's the proof, something you do not have to do, it's never called a mitzvah. So maybe at certain times you don't have to hit your son, so it's never called a mitzvah, hitting your son. It's only, it's always only a hechsher, that it's not called a mitzvah. Mars says, no chiddush. Hosam by your own son, Afagav the Gomer. No matter how well and good he's learning, still mitzvah. There's still a mitzvah to hit him. He could always do better. He could always have more nachas from your son. The pasuk says, Yaser bincha v'nichecha. Like, Yaser means hit your son, give him musram, and v'nichecha, then you'll have nachas from him. V'yitzei ma'adonu l'nafshecha. And he'll give spices, nice things to your nefesh, to your soul. In other words, the more you miyaser him, the better he'll end up. Even though he's a good son now, you have a right to hit him even more. Because you know the more yisur you give him, the more nachas you'll end up having from your son. If any son of father is the son, as long as it's not achzorius, as long as he's doing it for the purpose of chinuch, it's something good. Hold the rubber over there, rubber said like this. Lav milti diyam, it's not right what you're saying. The prophet says like this. Vashe yova yesroyeyu biyar, that you met your friend in the forest. So that's like this. Ma ya, just like a forest. It's up to him to go in or else not to go in. There's no mitzvah to go into a forest. So now, these Sagadaifim will tell me now, mitzvah that we're talking about, it's a mitzvah over here, mitzvah to a yayil. Like if there ever a mitzvah to go into a forest you never have a mitzvah. So since it's not a mitzvah to go into a forest, we're talking about things that are not a mitzvah here. So that's another proof that the Pasuk of Golus is talking about where you're doing actions of a rishut. And not when you're doing actions of a mitzvah. Oh, Malay Ravada, Bar Avul Rovo, Korecha Dixiv Asher, The Yod be medayek from the word that says Asher. V'asher yov v'yisroyeyu. The word Asher means it's up to you. If you want to, yes. If you don't want to, not. So Asher means ziboy who. In other words, that's why I can't be talking about a mitzvah. Because it says v'asher yov v'yisroyeyu. It means it's up to you to go into the forest, yes or no. If we're talking about a mitzvah, you would have to go in. That's the proof we're talking about where it's not a mitzvah. So yes, is that true that the word v'asher means just it's up to you, it's free, a free choice. And the mayata, when the pasuk says, if so, when the pasuk says, v'yishasher yitzma, v'lo yitzchato, if a person is tamei, and he does not become tall, and he goes into the mikdash, that he's chayav kores, you want to tell me, iboy mitma, iboy lo mitma? The pasuk says, asher yitzma. You want to tell me only a type of a tumor that was up to him, it was his free will to become tamei or not to become tamei. So, mace mitzvah though, what's going to be if the person had to take care of a mace mitzvah? That means he found a mace that nobody else will take care of him. Over here, the loisagid loy mitama. It's not up to him not to be mitama. He has to be mitama. He's talking about the potter. You want to tell me if this person, after he took care of a mace mitzvah, now he'll walk into the base of Middash, you want to tell me potter from Chorus? Because the potter says, v'yish asher yitzmah. V'asher is mashmoni, the tumah came because it was a free will tumah. But a tumah that you had to do, you want to tell me a potter, there's no such svarah. He says, no. There's different. Shani Yosem, the Yomakor, the pasuk says, tumah yiyah. Next, the pasuk says, tumah yiyah. The word yiyah means any type of tumah he has.